Perek Ches Seif Mem Tes. Now he's giving examples from halachas which have got problems from boina, problems from putting together, which doesn't have problems. Seif Mem Tes. V'yesh lavi, but there come a dugmaot nasiot. He brings down practical cases. Borek shal mishkafayim. If you've got a screw from the glasses, spectacles. Borek shal mishkafayim shiyotza mimkeimai. A screw from your glasses which came out from its place where it was. Osa lachziro. You're not allowed to put back the screw. V'oisa keim b'shabas chayiv. It's chayiv. It's not Yisrael Rabban, it's also min HaTorah. Mishum shabroga zu hanasis b'chizek tinokit kia. Putting it together, this, screwing it together with a screw, it gets well stuck together, it's considered tekiah, comes one item, tichayiv mishum boina on Shabbos. V'gam im lo yavrig as haborik b'chorzek. Even if you won't go and screw it very strongly, rak b'tzura mahudeket, only in a light way, yesh b'ze isa d'rabbonon. So what do you say? To go and screw back the screw together with your glasses, to screw it together, is an isa min haTorah if it gets strongly screwed together. But if it's only screwed lightly, is an isa min d'rabbonon. Gam boyek shleyotze legamrei mimkoimai. Also, a screw which didn't come out completely. Elashu rofui, it's loose. Osu lahadkoi, in order to go and put it, screw it together, even if it's going to be only mahudak. It's not going to be very, very strongly screwed. Only lightly screwed. You're not allowed to do that also, because it's isim edrabonon. Later on in Lichus Mukta, he elaborated, if it is mutter for Hilchus Mukta to touch and move the glasses, hayadit, if it is the size of the glasses, or ha'adasha, or it is the lens from the glasses. In the fourth note, he brings down the rules in a short way. So what do we say till now? But like this, to go and screw the screw back to your glasses, if it is well screwed together, it is osman atayah. If it is lightly screwed together, it is osman drabonon. If it is got loose, and you want to just to put it back in its place and to get it to put it together, and it's also even though it didn't come out completely, it's not considered that it is still there. It's considered as you're making it from new, putting together. It's also midrabanan. Now he says you've got a problem from Issa from Mukta. I explained in a footnote when you have the Issa from Mukta, any case which you have a problem that maybe it is usually put together in an Issa min haTorah, in a way where the joint is also min haTorah to do it, then you have an Issa min haRabbanon to touch this item, maybe you're going to put it together. So Gzeir haRabbanon from Mukta Shema Yitoka. So in any case which we have here, like these cases, these glasses which broke, you've got a problem from Shema Yitoka. You've got a problem for Mukta. He explains in the footnote that only if, some people say, at least Rabbi Yashuv says, that only if the problem is an Issa min haTorah, if you put it together strongly, then we'll make an Issa min haRabbanon from touching it. That means, if the normal way is to put it together in a way that comes to Issa deraisa, from Boina, then we don't allow you to touch it and move it. Then it comes Mukta. But if the Issa is only Midrabbonon, that means if the normal way to put it together would only be an Issa Midrabbonon, then we don't say you've got a Gzeira Shema you're going to put it together, and it doesn't come muktzah. The only is the muktzah comes if it don't, if it's not, if the normal way you put it together is the isa min hatoya. If the isa is only midrabbanon, the normal way you do it, then it's not asa from muktzah, the broken pieces. That's number one, he says. And he says another thing, if you used the item which is broken before Shabbos in the way it is not amended, that means if it, you used it in the broken way on Erev Shabbos, since you used it on Erev Shabbos in such a way, we say that we're not worried that on Shabbos you're going to amend it, because he used it already before Shabbos, not amended. So that then it also has not got a problem from muktzah, if that is the status, you moved it before Shabbos and you used it before Shabbos in this status when it was broken. Another point he says in the fourth note, that if one can't join it together by oneself, one needs a professional person to put it back together, it also doesn't have a problem from muktzah. Let's go further. Im avad ha-boreg, if the screw has got lost, near the mutar lechabe es hayadit shehitparka, al de hachnasat sikat bitochon demokom ha-boreg. You're allowed to put there a safety pin instead of the screw. Al ein lechabro al yidei hadbakat aspelanit. Don't put it together with something like sellotape. He explains in the footnote. Of course, we're discussing a case when there's no problems for muktzah, because if it would be a problem for muktzah, you won't be able to go and do anything to this glasses. But if there's no problem for muktzah, you're allowed to put, join together the side from your glasses to the glasses with a safety pin. Says Reb Shlomo Zalman, because it's not considered you amending something here, it's considered you are putting a lock in the place where you've got the sides from the spectacles, sides from the glasses with the other part of the glasses. It's not considered you amended it. But it does say you're not allowed to go and join it together with a chut matechet, with a string which is made from metal, a metal string. You shouldn't put it together with a metal string, because that's considered you are doing a well joint. Joinage. And the same thing as he says at the top, that you shouldn't join it together with sellotape, because there are people who run around with their glasses with sellotape. So it is some sort of joinage which you're doing well on Shabbat that you shouldn't do. But if you don't join it with that, if you join it only with a tikat bitachon, with a safety pin, Reb Shlomo Zalman says you're allowed to do that on Shabbat. So if nun, Adashat Mishkafayim, if the lens from the glasses fell out. Adashat Mishkafayim Shiyotza Mim Koyma, if the lens from the glasses fell down. Yesh Lavchimba Bezeh Ben Mikrim Shoinim, there is differentiations between the two cases. Aleph, Im Ha'adasha Yotza Mim Koyma, if the lens fell from it out. Machmasha Boyek, if the screw, hamachazek oisa nasirof, because the screw opened, came loose, ein lachzir oisa lemisket, then you should not put it back to the frame. Afilu ba'oifin rofoy, even if you're only going to go and leave it, that the glasses will only be very loose. That means the lens will be loose inside the frame, even though you're not allowed to do it. That means we learned before to put back the oifen rofui, to loose, to go and put back, even if it is a loose joinage, you're not allowed to do that, because we are worried that maybe you're going to go and join it strongly and you'll be over min ha-Torah. Says the Mishnah Berurah and the Ramah that you're not allowed to do, even if it is loose, you're not allowed to go and join it together in a loose way. So the same is here. If you've got the the borag which came, which loosened from your glasses, you're not allowed to put back the lens, even if it's going to be loose inside, because we are worried maybe you're going to join it up well. Uvamikre then, in this case, also afmatalta lasa mishkafayim, you're not allowed to move the mishkafayim, it's mukta, not only the mishkafayim, not only the glasses, v'asadasho, also the lens, comes mukta, mishum gzeya, shem yitka, o'ifin sheish pa'isatoya, k'mavua ba'ora, ayin alav. He says that in such a case, when you've got a problem, the normal way to use these glasses are when it's well put together, which would usually be a way, if you do that on Shabbat, to be awesome in Atoya. As we said before, if it comes loose, then you've got Osa Issa from Mokta to move it, because we're worried you're going to go and put it together in a way which you're going to be awesome in Atoya. So in this case, which the screw opened up, even if it got just loose, then it's also to go and move the glasses, and also to move the lens, because we're worried maybe you're going to go and put it back together well. And Kal v'chomer, we don't allow you to go and put it back in a loose way. That is the first case. Base, in the second case, if the lens fell from its place, the frame expanded. In the plastic glasses, a lot they're put together and taken out in a certain, when it expands the frame, then you're able to take it out. And when you want to put it back, it has to be in a way it goes, makes it a bit smaller. So now the frame expanded, and because of that, the lens fell down. The loch is motalach ziyub. You're allowed to put it back. Put it back in a way that the lens is going to be left there only in a loosened way. It's not a problem. But not in the case which is going to be well put back in the place. That means, if it expanded in a way that one can't put back the lens only in a way which would be only loose in the frame, then you're allowed to do that on Shabbos, because it's you can't do more than that on Shabbos. You wouldn't even be able to do it yourself any more than that. So we say that there's no problem putting it back in a light way, in a loosened way. But if you're able to put it back in a way which it gets well together, it won't be loose, then we say we're not allowed to do that on Shabbos. Even though we do say sometimes that if you put it back in a loose way, that we're worried maybe you're going to put it back in a way which is well put together, but here we don't have this problem, he says in the footnote. Why? Because you couldn't do it yourself in a way that would be well put back together. You have to go to a professional to do it. When you have to go to a professional to do it, we don't worry that everybody himself is going to do it himself. Maybe there's no problem. Maybe you're going to put it together well. So, in the end of it, so what comes out? That if the frame expanded and you can't put it back in a good way, you could only put it back in a light way, in a loosened way, you're allowed to do that on Shabbos. But if the case is that the boreg, the screw, loosened, then you're not allowed to do it on Shabbos, because we're worried maybe you're going to join it together well, and everything would be muktzah.